A rare Michelangelo drawing has been discovered in a back room of the Smithsonian's Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum in Manhattan. The drawing unanimously has been authenticated by Italian Renaissance art scholars and is one of fewer than 10 Michelangelos known to be in the United States. Professor Sarah Lawrence is director of the Cooper Hewitt Master's Program at the History of Decorative Arts. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
This is radio, Dr. Lawrence. Can you describe this drawing for us?
I'd be happy to. So the sheet of paper is about 17 inches high by 10 inches wide. And the drawing itself is a tiered, highly ornate design for a candelabrum or a candlestick. The base, which is supported by massive lion claws, consists of cherubim stretching upward to support the tier overhead. And they flank a scene of sacrifice rendered in the antique style. Moving upward is a tier of decorated ornamental niches framed by helmeted ram's head. And above that, another series of niches filled with nude figures. And then finally, there's a progression of joins that culminate at the pricket where a candle would be set. Lightly sketched in these joins are the beginnings of three pairs of additional foliate arms that, completed, would have created a seven-branch candelabrum.
That's one fancy candlestick.
Quite indeed.
I read where you found it in a box of light fixture designs, and that sounded crazy at first, but of course, you know, it's a light fixture design.
It is, properly speaking.
You must wonder what else you've got stashed back there.
Well, we have always held in very high esteem the quality of the drawings and prints in the museum's collection, but it was really wonderful to have Sir Timothy Clifford visit us, who is the director of the National Gallery of Scotland and an incredible connoisseur of Old Master drawings. And it was really his perseverance. He spent an entire month in our museum going through every single box of Italian drawings, and he was the one who discovered the drawing.
Is it fair to say one doesn't usually associate Michelangelo with decorative arts, the kind of art associated with the design of things, useful objects?
It's certainly true that we do not generally recognize that this is true. In the Renaissance, in fact, the division between the so-called fine arts and minor arts really didn't exist. And artists of the very highest caliber, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Leonardo da Vinci as well, all were working on interior furnishings and decorative arts objects, as well as monumental works of art.
So I wonder, you know, was he commissioned? Was this, a design that someone asked him to come up with?
It is just as likely that it was a commission than it was not. The drawing itself has a very high degree of finish, which suggests that it was indeed a presentation drawing to a patron who commissioned the work or to a patron that he hoped would be interested in the work. At the lower right of the drawing sketched in is a kind of bird's eye view with some measurements indicated, which indicate that he's trying to convey to someone exactly what this would have looked like.
Now, why wasn't his authorship recognized earlier?
Well, the drawing came in with an attribution to Perino del Vaga, who is an artist in the circle of Michelangelo who often worked following Michelangelo's design. It's what I like to call an intelligent mistake. And it was really only through comparison with other Michelangelo drawings that we were able to determine definitively that it's a work by the master.
Well, you know how it is. Sometimes these things are discovered, and then later it's found to be one of his students.
Well, that certainly is the case, and I think what the reason we have such unanimity in the attribution of this drawing is that there was a very careful examination done of the way the drawing was constructed. Michelangelo consistently uses incised lines with a stylus and a ruled edge in order to construct both his architecture and an object such as this. And these kinds of issues of modes of construction are a very useful designation of actually who made the drawing, because even if the handwriting can look similar, the mode of construction really is very idiosyncratic and unique to the artist.
What are you going to do with it?
We are going to keep it as one of the treasures of the Smithsonian. Shortly we will have a wonderful exhibition of the drawing alongside other relevant works in our new collections gallery at the Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum, and we'll be delighted to show it off.
No auction.
Absolutely.
Where is it now? I mean, where do you have it right now?
Right now, we have it mounted and in the Drawings and Prints collection, and that's where it will stay. It is the Smithsonian collection. It is open to the public and available to be seen.
How soon?
As soon as you make an appointment, Bob.
Oh. Okay, I'll put that on my list.
Great.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Sarah Lawrence is director of the Cooper Hewitt Master's Program in the History of Decorative Arts.